Beis is Birchus HaTeira, the Gimel is Birchus Kshishma. Gimel Sidra Brochus Eidem Chuvenes Negit Gimel HaAvois, Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. How's that going to work? Let's see. The Birchus HaShochot, Kuvenes Kneged Avram Avinu, Birchus HaShochot, that we say in the morning, that's Avram Avinu. And Elohim Din Lahakir Es Atzmeinu, Kmo Ken Anu Makirim Ad Kama Nu Chashuvim Lifnei HaBoreh. In all the brachas we make, Elokai Neshama, we'll see Asher Yotzeh, Birkas, all the Birkas, the Birkas Hashochot, we come to recognize who we are. Those are brachas about ourselves and about our relationship with Hashem, and about our choshuv, we are in front of Hashem. Birkas Asher Yotzeh Anu Magilim Ad Kama Haguf Shelanu Hayinu Choshuv VeKadosh. Birkas Asher Yotzeh, you come to our korov, just never mind your neshama, but just have kodesh and choshuv, your goof is. Your goof is standing lifne kisei kovet. Galur will do lifne kisei kovet. Your goof standing in front of kisei kovet. Ukafenusach abrocha lifne kisei kvedecha. Rebecca's a kind of shomer. Anu magolim ki atam shamre bekirbi. You know why I'm alive now? You know why my neshama's in my goof now, this moment? It's because Hashem's holding it there. Hashem's right here, keeping me together, so to speak. What happens when a shama leaves your goof? Yeah. Kol rega mechayenu choshuvu lifnei Hashem yisparach shalkachu meshamre bekirbish. My life is so choshuv to Hashem that He is constantly guarding it and making sure that I stay alive. Mikan nitan lelom lil moed yadir nosefes. Something added here we can learn. Lamarot she'ani lo meivin madu ani kol choshuv. The truth is, I don't understand why I'm so important. I really don't know what Hashem wants from me. Mani manak lo b'chai, what I really give Him, even after having read the whole of the first sefer, we're still not exactly sure what it is that I'm lama ani kol kach chashuv. Because makom ani yodea kiim hu meshamer es haneshama bekirbi. If Hashem is guarding my neshama in me, that means He's keeping me alive. You must be getting something out of the fact that I'm alive, otherwise why is He keeping me alive? Obviously, I didn't get anything from me being alive, but in the nusach that we've been learning. Kodesh Baruch Hu, He cares about me. He's not just stam elo echpat lo ma kore. Echpat lo. Vodegli lekol tzarchi. He gives me everything I need. He stands me up straight. He opens my eyes. And He gives me everything I need. Shasali kol tzarki. If you learned nothing else today, you learned that saying Birchas HaShochot with kavanah is an important thing to do. Without that, the day can't start. Malbish Arumim. Malbish Arumim. You can spend 10 minutes on Malbish Arumim. Shasali kol tzarki. You know that bracha is? When was the last time anybody fainted when they said Shasali kol tzarki just from the sheer pleasure of knowing that the Creator Universe is giving me everything I need? I have everything I need. Lo chaseli klum. The simcha. When was the last time I ever remembered even saying Birchas HaShochot? Well, you said it an hour ago. My skin should still be crawling from the simcha of Birkas HaShochot. I don't remember if I said it or not. Birkas HaTorah mechuvenes keneged Yaakov Avinu. Sorry, we haven't done Yitzchak yet. How does he skip the order here? Okay, he's skipping the order. We'll have to see why. Birkas HaTorah mechuvenes keneged Yaakov Avinu. Kifishneema titen emes le Yaakov. Ein emes ele le Teira. Says titen emes le Yaakov. Ein emes ele Teira. So Yaakov is Teira.
He's going in the order of the brachos.
Yeah, but why the order of the brachos is not in order of the avos? Seven. Birkas kriyashma kuvenes keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Shezu mesiris nefesh al yichud Hashem. What's Birkas kriyashma? Birkas kriyashma is mesiris nefesh al yichud Hashem. That's what Birkas kriyashma is. Lamdech shebekol yom v'yom kedei sheyudi atzliach b'shlichusoi v'tafkidoi. Wants to teach you that every day, in order for a Jew to be matzliach in the mission that he's been given and his purpose, his job, niskokaku lechizuk shel oisa gimel yosaidus, He has to machazak those three foundations. Shein chilu v'notu bono avaseinu kedoshim. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Those three foundations that were planted in us by the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, those are three things that need chizuk before your day can start. So we discussed Avraham. We will deal with Yaakov when we get to Yaakov, and now we're going to focus on Yitzchak, who's Birkas Kriya Shema, which is Mesiras Nefesh. Mesiras Nefesh, Ha'isa Mitziusa Shel Yitzchak Avinu Oid B'chayov. While he was still alive, Yitzchak Avinu was Oisek B'Mesiras Nefesh. Hu Amnam Chai, Aval Ha'isa Lo B'china She'afrei Tzoba V'Nuch Lifnei Hashem Al Gabi Mizbayach. Yitzchak didn't die, he was alive, but his ashes lie in front of Hashem on the Mizbayach. On the Mizbayach in Shemaim there's a Mizbayach. And on that Mizbayach, the ashes of Yitzchak lie. You say it every year. You believe what you say? It's in Slichas. May the ashes of Yitzchak come before you as a remembrance. What ashes? He got up to Mizbayach and went home. They shechted the aisle.
Says that it,
That's one pshat. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat more mefurash. The Zohar says that his ashes are in Shemaim. His ashes, not the aisle's ashes. There's a pshat that his neshama went into the aisle, he got shechted. There's a pshat, poshut pshat, poshut pshat. There is also, the poshut pshat, that in Shemaim, he was.
There's another opinion that he was actually shechted. And if you did the calculation of his life, there are 2 years missing. It took another 2 years to reconstruct
pshat. Yeah, whatever, many, many different pshatim, we don't understand any of what it means. Well, but that's the pshat. His name, what does Yitzchak mean? It means Keitz Chai. He's alive while he's dead. Keitz is dead, Chai is alive.
What?
It's Keitz Chai.
That Yitzchak is from laughter.
That's also the after.
Wait, what did
Keitz
say?
Chai.
Keitz is
in. Keitz is in. Chai is love.
Same letters.
It's Yitzchak. Yitzchak is death in love. That's what the Jewish people is. Wow. The Jewish people start when we die.
Oh, yeah.
That's pshat in Yitzchak. That was what Yitzchak gave us. The ability to be alive when we're dead. Okay, much to talk about here, but let's try and stick to the text. Yitzchak is one of the three people that Hashem named. Everybody else who ever named him, named him. Yitzchak, Yishmael, and Yehoshaphat. The three people that, the one that paid him with the Beis HaMikdash. The three people that Hashem named. There's also why they had to be that way. Okay. But Yitzchak is Keitz Chai. Yitzchak also from laughter. There's no bigger laughter than that, by the way. They're the same name, you know that. This is why we're off the subject. You took me off the subject. I'll take you a bit further. Why is Yitzchak laughter and Yitzchak Keitz Chai the same? What creates laughter? Is opposites. Yeah? When something's not the way you thought it was supposed to be. Opposite. Man's walking down the street and he slips in a banana peel, he lands in a puddle. Why is that funny? Why are you smiling? It's not funny. Why is it funny? Because it's not what it's supposed to be. The opposite of what it's supposed to be. It's a flip on the head. That's what a joke is, right? It flips you on your head. What's Keitz Chai? Two opposites existing together in a situation that can't be. This is a situation that can't be. That's why it's funny. Okay. Much depth to that. Ma, I'm just giving you the... Just enough to confuse you, and then I'm moving on. Enormous depths in that name. God, la'achr she'yered malgabim mizbeach u'noisa okud al gabov. Even after he climbed off the mizbeach, he stayed tied on the mizbeach. Why? How? Ritzonaysav Shifaisav Apoilus Chayov Mukuvenasayakulon the Tachlis Achas Lyos Oilatmima. All his Ritzonas is Shifas, every molecule, every cell in his existence was aimed in one direction, to be an Oilatmima. And that's what he became? When a Raila is born and Kaitzad Nakudazu, Nogat Lanu Bukhay Yom Yom. So that's very nice. What's it got to do with me? You know, Avraham Avinu understand, you've got to have visitors, you've got to be nice, you've got to be kivri chaykin, you know, I have ways to contact myself with Avraham Avinu, with Yaakov Avinu also, I have ways to connect myself. He built a family. He dealt with all the Rishayim. He learned Torah. He was Yosef Olim. So. But where does my life on a day-to-day basis connect to Yitzchak? No one's telling me kiss the cross or I'll kill you. No one's, day-to-day. Where do I connect to the serious nefesh of a Yitzchak? In order to come to an understanding of what Yitzchak has to do with me, we have to learn two deep and serious subjects. Which are really one sugya. The first is how a person lives. What is imun and betochen? What is that subject called? Yisoda betochen bedoreinu hu is batlis muchletis l'ritzoni yisbarach. The foundation of Imun and Betochen, he says today, in our generation, I would imagine was in every generation, you see why it's unique today, is total nullification in front of the Rotzen Hashem. When a Jew lives in the world, and he knows that everything that happens in the world, everything, da'ainu sha'isek ha'mutzlach sha'osa, this business deal that he did that was very good, or a shia nifla shemos, or he gave a wonderful shia, v'cheina oishe shezochebo, the guy's got lots of money, bonov u'bnei beiso matzlichim, the wonderful kids and successful family he's got, kol eilu lo bo lo mikoch kishonoi, so this doesn't come because you're a big balkishon, because you're a big mechanech, or you're a big businessman, or you did money because you got good ideas and you got a fantastic MBA. They're nothing to do with you. It's all from Hashem. In doing this, there's a lot of understanding. Don't walk away with what you're going to hear and think you understood it. It requires a total bottle of a person's ishiyusoy. How do you translate Ishiyuso? His personality, his independence. Vizuma serious nefesh, let's see what it means. Hashem doesn't want us to become a bunch of brainless, deadless clones. That's not what we're supposed to be. If they send what it means, being mevatel your Ishiyut. It means you have to have an Ishiyut first to be mevatel. You can't start this one by saying, oh yeah, that's very nice, I'm a nobody, and Hashem wants to be nobody, so care of being a nobody. That's not what Hashem wants. He wants you to mevatel your ishiut. He wants you to take you and build yourself into the greatest person you can become and mevatel that. That was Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way. Hashnia, and the second is Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Mali Katola Kula, Mali Katola Palga. The Gemara says in Makkos, in Baba Kama actually, it's in Makkos as well. It's in Baba Kama. Is Mali Katola Kula, Mali Katola Palga. Oh, there it talks about Mali Misa Kula, that Malkus is actually a chelik of Misa. What difference does it make if I hurt the guy a little bit or if I hurt him totally? Yeah, what difference does it make? I wound the guy or I kill him? There's a little killing and a big killing. Mari Yoga is Kula, Mari Yoga is Mark. You kill somebody a little bit, you kill them a lot. Hayasurim nechshavim kemisa bemiktsos. Yasurim are considered a shtickle Misa. Hey, ma'ot chashuvim, and they're very important. We merit to live in a generation where darkness covers the land. We're sitting in the waste matter of the donkey, as we saw yesterday. Bundles and bundles of suffering surround us on all sides. Kol elu ein bechinas hamiyuseris es hanefesh shelanu bebechinas ki alecha horgonu kol ayoyim. This is the bechina of the mesiris nefesh shelanu in the aspect of every day we killed because of you. Ki alecha horgonu kol ayoyim. For you, Hashem, we die every day. Aleni nilmod keitzad lemois oisa misa pulta al kiddush Hashem. We need to learn how to give up our lives every day. How to take the Yisurim you have anyway. We're not asking for Yisurim. No one asks for Yisurim. It's a gaiva to ask for Yisurim. But we have them anyway. Anybody who has Yisurim free will probably find the next few pages a little bit boring. Anyone who doesn't have Yisurim, probably in the wrong place. But anybody who has, whatever the Yisurim are, everybody knows what his Nekudot HaYisurim are. Needs to know how to use those Yisurim to elevate those Yisurim to what's called Kiddush Shem Shemayim. To give up one's life, Ke'ilu, on this gerer of what difference makes it a big death or a little death. A little death is a death. To die as Kiddush Hashem, which means living as Kiddush Hashem. To die once, kiss the cross and I'll blow your brains out. To blow your brains out, Peseder, that's easy. I mean, you're chassid. Because you do it once. Do it once. Anybody ever hear a talk about smoking? Or some other ridiculous addiction? I could give up smoking for one day. Very easy. Give up smoking for 1 week. If you know that it's 1 week, what's one day? Give up smoking every day for the rest of your life? It's too hard. Give up your life once, you give up your life. So, give up my life. It's hard for that split second, and it's over. But to give up your life every day, to be Maisa Nefesh every day, day in and day out, of Kiddush Hashem, that takes a little bit of work, but that's the Nisoyon of this generation. They're not holding a gun against them and say, kiss the cross, or we'll blow your brains out. It's not what they're doing. You see what they're doing, but our Nisoyon is a very different Nisoyon. And Lamaisa, the two go together, because without Emunah and Betachon, it's very hard to be Maisa Nefesh. Why would you give your life for something that you don't believe in? I don't even know what it is. Ein Sofek in Perek Aleph. The chapter is called Chai Emunah VeBetochen. We'll have to see what the difference between Emunah and Betochen. What's Emunah and what's Betochen? What is Emunah and what's Betochen? Let's start just defining our terms. Ein Sofek. Ki HaKesha HaChai HaTmidi V'Abiti Poisek Im HaBoira Mitpateh B'Chai Emunah and Betochen. The real living relationship, that ongoing, uninterrupted relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is expressed in the life of what's called Emunah and Betochen. K'vi She'magdi Zoi Sechazanish She'Emunah Hi HaHalocha Shol Betochen. Emunah is the theory, the halacha of Betochen. Betochen is the expression of the Emunah. It's the living the Emunah. The Emunah is the theory and the Betochen is the practice. Everybody believes it. Everybody believes, has Emunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. You say Shema Yisrael every day. You all know there's nothing in the world other than Hashem. Everybody knows it. Anybody here will tell me, if you do, that's good. Get it out now, let's deal with it. You're still walking around and thinking there's something else that's running the world except Hashem. Because Baruch Hu does, did, and will do everything. It's the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. If you're having doubts there, go work them through. You know, find out what's bothering you. What's getting in your way of understanding that Kosh Baruch Hu is creating the world every minute, every moment. It's only because of Him. Fine, that's the theory. So how do you go about expressing this and living your life real with this? The minute a nisayoin crosses my desk, why is it that when suddenly a nisayoin crosses my desk, flies out the window? What happened to that? In practice. Adam Shekibel Stira. Reba Kachason. God gets a patch. No, that's an injustice. It's a tragedy. What are you doing? What do you mean? You got a patch. Who gave you the patch? It's Hashem giving you a patch. How do you calm yourself down when you get a patch? He's by saying, 1 second, everything comes from Hashem and it's all for my good. It's from Hashem, it must be for my good. That's the poil of the Emunah. There are people that have Emunah. I'll just give you one simple example. The lowest level of a Baal Betochen, the lower level of a person who has Betochen, he's still a person who has some Emunah. I'm not talking about an Apikairis, although he sounds like he may be one. But he's already, Rav Dessler says, he's already in the world of being a Baal Betochen. Who's somebody who thinks that he's capable of doing everything. He knows how to run a business, he knows how to make money, He knows how to deal with the banks. He knows how to get investments. He knows how to sell his products. He knows how to manufacture. He runs his business and he knows exactly what he's doing. But what he's got, one problem. There's unforeseen circumstances. Things happen. There's floods. There's infestations. There's rebellions. There's strikes. There's a whole bunch of things that can go wrong. You can get sick. Okay, so what does he do? He goes to Hashem and he says, we'll make a shitfus. They're called Baal Shituf, this level of the top. He goes to Hashem and makes a shitfus with Hashem. I run the business, I know exactly what I'm doing. I just need you to take care of, make sure that nothing goes wrong. Just don't interfere. So he was asking Hashem. I'll give you a very simple example in our day-to-day lives. Make this more practical. I need to go to a meeting in Bnei Brak with a doctor at 11 o'clock today. Now, I know how to do that. Of course I know how to do that. And exactly which bus to take, when, how to get there, whatever. I take into account traffic, because we're going to the traffic. And I know that I'll get the 9 o'clock bus, the 4:02, whatever. And I get off there and I walk up the elevator on the 10th floor and I'm in my meeting and everything's fine. Yeah, I need Hashem here? Not really, because I know how to do that. What do I need Hashem to do? Just make sure that the guys aren't having a Haftanah on the streets. And they're going to block the road, and I'm not going to be able to get. And there could be the heavy rain coming now, so there could be some floods. Tel Aviv tends to flood a little bit. So can you just make sure, Kosh Bochul, that nothing gets in my way? But I'm doing everything. That's an expression of Aymun and Betochen. You see what's wrong with this? You know how to get to. You can get to Bnei Brak. How are you going to get to Bnei Brak? You know how to lift your arm? You know how to lift up your arm? Explain to me how you lift up your arm. I'd like someone to explain to me how they lift up their arm. Explain to me how you do it. I'm not asking you to tell me how you tie your shoelace. That's too complicated. Tell me how you lift up your arm. You go like this. How did you do that? Explain to me the process that you arranged in order to lift up your arm. Your brain says to do it. How did your brain do it? What did your brain do? What did you do to get your brain to... You decided that you wanted to lift up your arm, and then what happens afterwards? All automatic. There's electrical pulses that take place that send off chemical reactions. They send messages down to the nerve endings and the neutrons in your hand, whatever, and your hand lifts up. You didn't do that. All you did was wanted to lift up your hand, and your hand lifted up. And it happened so fast, you don't even notice that there's a gap between your wanting and it happening. So Hashem, I know how to get to Bnei Brak to my meeting. You told me, how do you know how to get there? You don't have to lift your arm. That's the expression of a tochen and imuna. Imuna is, I know that I can't lift my arm. There are plenty of people of Rahman they can't lift their arms. They want, it's a gate nish. It's just, they can't. Rahman looks like, the people that want to lift their arms and, rebellion, lift up. Rebellion, you're not listening. But I know how to do this. You don't need to do anything. How do you do this? That's the expression of the Muna that I know, that Akosh Baruch is also Isavi Yase Kola Maasim. And practically expressing any betochen. Akosh Baruch Hu, I need to get to a doctor's appointment at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. I've got the foggiest idea how to do that. So I'm going to make you start. Listen, can you please make sure that I get there on time? That's all.
How's that doing?
The first one is, I know how to get there. I've made all the plans. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to get there. All I'm asking you to just stay out of the way. I'm asking Hashem to stay out of the way. No. Imuna is that both these guys have the same Imuna. Both these guys that step out of their apartment on Thursday morning to get to the doctor's appointment in Bnei Brak at 11 o'clock in exactly the same Imuna. There's a breakdown in the betochen.
Imuna is like an academic, intellectual theory.
Theory. I know an imamim be'imuna shleima shabois boch shmo hu boiru manig lekola bruim. Who also Isaviah says, kola masim. He does everything. So what are you doing? Kosh Bochu told me I've got to do Ishtadlis. I've got to actually walk out the apartment. I've got to get on the bus. I've got to get on the bus. So I'm doing what I'm doing. But whether I get to that meeting or not has nothing to do with me. I'm just going through the motions. Who's going to decide whether I get there and how am I going to get there and if I get there in what state I'm going to get there? That's all up to Hashem. Will the bus come? Won't the bus come? You can do the maths yourself. I'm not a big mathematician, but let's just say... Let's take the example of going to Bnei Brak. Okay? You get to the meeting at 11 o'clock. Do you know that mathematically it's impossible for you to get to this meeting? Mathematically. You can do the maths yourself. I'll show you how to do it. You work it out yourself. It's very simple. It's absolutely impossible to get there. Why? Well, let's look at what could happen. You could wake up, or you could, first you could not wake up. Then consider the meeting and blah blah becomes kind of irrelevant. But that's a possibility, right? There are people that didn't wake up. Let's say you wake up. But you wake up and you're feeling ill, you've got a migraine. And you can't go to the meeting. And Allah thought you have to cancel it. Let's say you didn't wake up with a migraine, you woke up perfectly well. Right? So you get up and you wash and you get dressed or whatever, you go downstairs, you've got to get the bus. Now the bus can come and the bus cannot come. Right? This is Israel. Okay? The bus can come, the bus cannot come. So the bus came. The bus came, alright? Let's say the bus came. You're driving in the bus. The bus can break down on the way to Bnei Brak. Or the bus could not break down on the way to Bnei Brak. If the bus doesn't break down, you can be caught in traffic. If you don't get caught in traffic, you can... You understand, there's a lot of things along the way. You can get to the meeting and the doctor's not well. Yeah, the doctor woke up this morning with a migraine. Or the doctor's bus got stuck. Or the... You understand, there's a lot of things going on. Now, let's say, what are the chances of you waking up with a migraine? 1%. What are the chances of the bus not coming? 10%. You have to multiply all these things. Multiply each one of these possibilities. Do the maths. Any accountants here, any financial guys, whatever, just do the maths of what the mathematical chances are of you getting from Yatshi B'nai Brakma. Mathematically, it's impossible to get there. There's a 1 in a trillion percent chance that you'll ever get all these factors working together to get there. And when they do work, do we recognize that something enormous happened here? How did I get to Bnei Brak? That's unbelievable. I woke up, everything worked, my goof was, the million trillion things that could have gone wrong with my goof didn't go wrong. The millions of things that go wrong with the bus didn't go wrong. The bus in front of me didn't break down because that would have also caused the problem. Everything just is working smoothly. How did that happen? Huh? Your alarm went off. Never mind, you heard it. That's awesome. Work it out for self, millions and millions of this. So when you eventually get into the meeting and you see the doctor, you understand what happened here? When it happens, we find we don't notice anything happen. If the bus would get stuck or whatever, then I'd start, you know.
Well, we couldn't function if we lived every day like that.
Like, whoa.
How do you function? How do you function? How do you function without seeing some of this? Some of it. I'll call Nashima v'Nashima. Chazal said it already. Call on Neshama Ta'al El-Ko. I'll call Nashima v'Nashima. For every breath you take, you should thank Hashem. Ever stuck your head in a bucket of water for 3 minutes and then taken it out? Try, you know, you'll say thank you to Hashem for that breath. We take things for granted, of course. We discussed that a while ago, the difference between Nais and Teva. That the teva, we take these things that happen naturally, we take for granted because we teva dick in them, but they're all nice. You have to become a little bit sensitive to this in order to start living with Petochen and Emunah. Start living with Hashem, you have to start recognizing these things that are taking place. It means leading with a head. This is not about feelings, this is about thinking things through carefully. There's so much that can go wrong. Those are the Baalei Shittuf. They recognize how much can go wrong. So all they ask Hashem to do is just stay out of the way. We're trying to get to the point where we recognize that it's all Hashem, and therefore I'm just going to zorem with Hashem. It's like a surfer. He rides the wave, but he understands that the wave's in charge, not him. He's not telling the wave what to do. The wave's telling him what to do. And he's riding the wave, because that's how you have to go with Hashem. Not, I'm riding the wave. Wave, you just get out of the way. That's not the way surfing works. So not everyone wants to be a surfer. All right, well, man, that's a shame. We continue. You heard what the Satmar Rebbe said about the Segulov saying Parshas Amon. He said from 1 minute to 9 in the morning till 9 in the morning is the most misugal time to say it. But if you really want a good Segula, go to work at 9.